Today's daf is Erev in Daf Samach Tes, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Ches, Amid Beis, the two dots, Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalem of Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leia, Sara bas Esther, and Shragi Yehuda ben Sara. Today's daf is also being learned Le'iloi Nishmas, Shoshana Tova bas Elchanan, and Avram ben Yebod Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing in the sugyas of Perek Hadar, which deal with the halachos of a chatzer that Yidden lived in, but there were also non-Jews that lived there. And a non-Jew posed a very unique challenge as it relates to making a Ruvei Chatzeros. The reason is because Chazal were mesaken that a non-Jew cannot contribute to a Ruvei Chatzeros. Not just that, he can't even be mevatel his reshus towards a Ruvei Chatzeros. As a result, if a Yid lives together with a non-Jew, he had no choice but to rent the non-Jew's apartment and his chelik in the chatzer, albeit for Shabbos, so that his ownership won't get in the way of the Chachamim's ability to make an Eruvei Chatzeres. The Mishnah and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, after it mentioned this basic halacha of Hadar Ima'akim B'chatzer, told a story. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa B'Tzeduki Yechad. There was a story with a Tzeduki, Shayadari Imanu B'Mavi B'Yerushalayim, who lived together with our family, this is Rabbi Gamliel talking, in a Mavi in Yerushalayim. Amar Lanu Abba, he said, I remember Abba telling us, Maharu, go out quickly, V'Hitziyo Es HaKelim L'Mavi, bring your Kelim into the Mavi, before the Tzeduki is going to take his kelim, bring them out into the chatzer, and he's going to cause us problems from an Eruvi Chatzeres standpoint. Rabbi Yehuda had a different nusach of what happened. He said that what Rabbi Gamliel's father told them was, Maharu, go out quickly, do everything that you need to do in the Mavui, before this Tzeduki is going to take his things out and cause us problems again in the chatzer. Either way, the Mishnah began telling us a halacha about Hadar im ha'akim b'chatzer. Then the Mishnah told a story that deals not with a non-Jew, but rather with a tzeduki. So who exactly were the tzedukim? We've done extended intros and raid bites as it relates to the tzedukim. Although it would be appropriate to do it today, we're not going to do it today. But from a super-duper high level, the tzedukim were a group of Yidden that didn't believe in the Messiah of Chazal. So they believed in Torah Misinai, and they believed in a lot of the things that Yidden believe in. However, as it relates to the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Bahem, and as it relates to most of what makes up Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi and all the Brises and the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Tzedukim didn't believe. They believed in the Torah Shabbat, but they didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh. They didn't believe in the Messiah of Chazal. Stating that, they were Yidden. They weren't non-Jews. And from that standpoint, the Mishnah's Reisha and the Mishnah's Sefer would seem to be a little bit not talking to each other. Because the Reisha begins with Halacha as it relates to Hadarim Ma'akum, and then the Sefer relates to Halacha that deals with the Tzedukim. So the Gemara is going to begin with that question, and the Gemara is now going to take us through an entire daf Gemara that deals with the halachas of Tzedukim. The Gemara is going to get into halachas as relates to Yidden, that Rachmana Litzlan stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs, specifically Mechalalei Shabbos Befarhesia. Erev in Daf Samech Tes is an often quoted daf in Shailos Tshuvos, as it's a daf that in many ways was a backdrop and a precedent that the Rishonim and the Achronim and the different tshuvas used to try to understand how halacha treats a yid that unfortunately is not a shomer Torah mitzvahs. But the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tzeduki echad shayadari manu. Freit the Gemara, tzeduki man dechar shmei. Who's talking about a tzeduki? The Mishnah began talking about a halacha of adarim ma'akim. We're dealing with halachas of yidden that are dealing with non-Jews. And then Amar Rabbi Gamliel, a maisa together with a tzeduki. I mean, you want to tell me halacha about a tzeduki? That's fine. It's an important halacha, but it's not the hemshach. How do you, the flow of the Mishnah? We started talking about an Akum, and then all of a sudden we tell a story that's dealing with a Tzeduki. So the Gemara says there's only one way to make sense of the flow of the Mishnah, and that is by doing a little bit of surgery. Chasure mechsera v'hachik tani. We have to edit the Mishnah. You have to say that the Mishnah was missing some words, and what the Mishnah said was as follows. Hadarim ma'akum. So the guy can't contribute to the Erev. A guy can't even be mevatel his rishos. What does the guy need to do, or what does the yid have to do? He needs to rent Bisoicher the Rishus of the guy. What about a Tzduki? Insert says the Mishnah, Tzduki Ariyahu Kenachri. A Tzduki is also like a Nachri. We treat a Tzduki as if he was an Adra. But Gamliel Lemmer, Gamliel says no. Tzduki ain't a Kenachri. There's no reason a Tzduki should be treated like a Nachri. He's a Git. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. And on that, Rabbi Gamliel said, Maisa, Tzduki Echashai Dari Mabi Mabi Yerushalayim. There was a story, a real Maisa, with a Tzduki that lived in our Mavi in Yerushalayim. Amalanu Abba. And he said, Abba told us, Maharu God, quickly, Vaitzio Sakalam the Mavoi, Achala Yoitzi Vie Yasser Alechem. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel said that I have a Messiah for my father, that a Tzeduki is not a Nachri. And then he proved it with a story. So what's the proof of the story? We didn't explain the story. The story was that Rabbi Gamliel said we had a Tzeduki that lived together with us in our Mavoi. And Abba told us to get the Tzeduki to be Mevatel his Rishos. He said, get the Tzduki to be Mevatel his Rishos in the Chatzar. Now, if he was treated like a guy, he wouldn't be able to be Mevatel his Rishos. A guy can't be Meshtatif in the Erev. He also can't be Mevatel his Rishos in the Erev. But the Tzduki, Rabbi Gamliel said, my father held, had a din of a yid. And as a result, he told us to be Mevatel the Rishos. However, he had one caveat. He said, make sure that you go quickly and you're machzik in the Mavoi. Meaning, go do something in the Mavoi quickly before the Tzduki does. And the reason seemingly is, the Gemara is going to explain this, but the reason seems to be because if the Tzeduki would have gone and brought his things into the Chatzar before Rabbi Gamliel's family did, then it would have messed up the Erev. But as long as Rabbi Gamliel's family are the first ones, that's why he said, Maharu, run! Because if he's going to come first, it's going to undo his Bittle. If we do it first, then it's going to be okay. But the bottom line is, as it relates to the question before the halacha, the question was, the Mishnah started off Adarim Ma'akum, and then Amar Rabbi Gamliel Ma'isi B'Tzeduki Yechad, Freik the Gemara, Tzduki Mandekar Shmei. You're right, the way we have the Mishnah in front of us, it doesn't say anything about a Tzduki. However, Chasurei Mechzer V'Hachitani, add language to the Mishnah. What language? That the Tanakhama said that a Tzduki has a din of a guy. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, a Tzduki has a din of a yid, and then he proved it with a story. What was the proof? Because there was a Tzeduki that was living in the Mavoi, and the Tzeduki was being told to be Mevatel as Rishos. If he had a din of a guy, he wouldn't be able to be Mevatel as Rishos. The Gemara Vahatanya, this Vahatanya is Benichusa. So most times in Shas, where the Gemara says the word Vahatanya, it's Akasha. Really? Vahatanya? Sometimes Vahatanya is Benichusa, like Rashi says. It's actually a raya. It's in support of what we just said. So the Gemara says that there's a Braisa that actually says Mefurish, what we just edited to the Mishnah. That is Hadarim Nachri, Tzeduki, Ubaisusi, Harei Elois, if somebody lives with a guy, or a Tzeduki, or a Baisusi, the halacha is they all aser the Mavoi, meaning they can't be Mishtatav in the Erev, they can't even be Mavatal Erishus in the Erev. Gamliel, Loim, Tzeduki, Baisusi, Eina Moisir, Maisir, Tzeduki, Echad, Chayadar, Rabbi Gamliel, Bamavi, Yushalayim, Vamalem, Rabbi Gamliel, Laban of Ma. Bonai, Maru Vaitzio Mashatem Vaitzim, Bahachnisu Mashatem Machnisim, Achelo Yoitzi Hatoyev Hazeh. Before this Toyev goes, Vie Yasser Alechem, and he's gonna mess you up. Chari Bito Rishusay Lochem, Divrei Rameir. So again, this is the same Rameir that we had in the Mishnah, but there's a few added components. The one that's of most importance is that in the Braisa, it's Mefurish that there was a machloikis going on amongst the Tanam, whether we treat the Tzedukim as being Yidden or whether we treat the Tzedukim as being non-Jews. Rabbi Yehuda, who we had in the Mishnah, so he opined in the Braisa as well. B'loshen Acheres, he said something else. Maru v'asutz archechem b'mavoy atshaloi techshach v'yayasar alechem. So the Gemara is going to address on Samech Tes Amar Aleph Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to just continue. Amamar hoitzi. So a mayor in the Nusach of the Mishnah, in the Braisa, which is actually, I mean, a little different, but substantively the same as the Nusach in the Mishnah, said that Rabbi Gamliel told us that go quickly and take out whatever you have to take out and bring in what you have to bring in. Until this Toyev is going to go and he's going to mess us up. What does it sound like from this? Right? What was Rabbi Gamliel worried about? He got this Saduki, who he held had a din of a yid, to be mevatel his rishus in the chatzar. Like this, they were able to carry in the chatzar. Like this, they didn't have an issue. However, he told his family, he says, go quickly and make sure that you do something in the chatzar before the guy does. Why? Because if the guy is going to do something before you, it's going to undo his, not the guy, the Saduki. It's going to undo the bittel. If you're going to do something before the Saduki, then it's not going to undo the bittel. It's fake the Gemara. Is that true? Meaning, there is a concept, we've seen this already, that a person can undo his bittel. But is there a distinction between undoing your bittel before the other people did something in the chatzar versus undoing your bittel after the other people did something in the chatzar? By the time we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Nasan Rishusoy, if somebody gave over his rishus, meaning he was mevatel his rishus in the chatzar, he didn't contribute to an eruv, and as a result, he had no choice but to be mevatel his rishus in the chatzar. Vahitzi, and then he carried, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid oiser. The halach is, it doesn't matter if he brought something into the chatzar, b'shoigig, if he did it b'mezid, the halach is, it's always gonna aser, divrei Rameir, azayat Rameir. So what do you see from Rameir? That a person that does bittel, if he carries something into the chatzar, what's bittel? I live in a house. That's in a chatzar. I didn't contribute to the Erev. Everyone else did. So I'm mevatel my rishos, my ownership that I have in the chatzar, to everybody else. The minute I use the chatzar, that somehow unwinds the bittel. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf in the comment. But that's the basic concept of bittel. And Rameir doesn't seem to make any distinction between the noisein rishos, the mevatel, being moitzi before or after the other members of the chatzar did or didn't do anything. So Lechura, Rameir in the Mishnah, and Rameir in the Braisa, the way he had a Messiah of this Maisa Shahoyakachai with Rabbi Gamliel, who had a Tzeduki that lived in the Mavoy. So what did Rabbi Gamliel say? Go quickly do something in the chatzar before the Tzeduki takes something out. Because once the Tzeduki takes something out, it's going to mess you up. But if you do something first, it won't. Thank you, Gemara, it's not true. Rabbi Meir himself, it's the same Rabbi Meir, said, Misha Nasan Rezhutzai, Vahoytzi, doesn't matter, it's Beshoigi, Bebe Mezid, Talah. Is it always asers? Amar Rav Yosef, Eime Eine Yosef. Wow. Change the gears in that Mishnah. It's not Rav Meir holds Oyser. Fakir, Rav Meir holds Eine Yosef. Misha Nasan Rishusai. Once you do something in the Chatzar, at that point it doesn't have the ability to ask Abayu Amar. Abayu said when there's Rav Yosef, there's Abayu. He said, Loi Kasha. No. Kansh Hechziku. B'nei Mavoi. B'mavoi. Kansh Loi Hechziku. B'nei Mavoi. B'mavoi. Who said the Mishnah that says Misha Nasan Rishusai V'hoitzi? He can unwind the bittles talking about where the B'nei Mavoi already did something. Maybe it's talking about with the B'nai Mavi, he didn't do anything. Meaning, Rameir acknowledged in his story that he brought with Rabbi Gamliel that it's possible for sometimes a nois in Rishos, sometimes a Mavatel, to be able to unwind his bittel or to mess it up, and sometimes for not to be able to. What does it depend on? It depends on what the B'nai Chatzar did. If the B'nai Chatzar were Maharu, like in the story with Rabbi Gamliel, they used the Chatzar first, so at that point he doesn't have the ability to unwind anything. If not, then not. We have a Kasha from a Mishnah, maybe the Mishnah is talking about, where they were a Machzik, but Enechinami. Once they were Machzik, there's no such halacha that Mishnah Nasan Rishusei V'hoitzi Bein B'Shoigi Bein B'Mezid. Asin, the Gemara says, V'atanya, another Braisa that again is B'nichus, actually Nasan Rishusei V'hoitzi. Now this is not the same halacha that we've been talking about. Carefully. Actually, Nasan Rishusai. If a person before he was Mavatal is Rishus, was Moitzi, meaning he carried on Shabbos before he was Mevatel his Rishos. We've seen already, and we're going to see the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf, that Beisol Shit is he could be Mevatel your Rishos on Shabbos. So this is a person who carried on Shabbos, and on that same Shabbos, he decided he wants to be Mevatel his Rishos. So the Allah is Bein B'Shoigi Bein B'Mezid, whether he carried B'Shoigi Bein B'Mezid, Yachal Levatel Divir Rameir. Rameir says he could be Mevatel his Rishos. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shoigi Yachal Levatel. If the person carried B'Shoigi, he could be Mevatel his Rishos. B'Mezid ain't a Yachal Levatel. If he did a B'Mezid, however, he can't be a Mevatel. What's the reason? So we're going to see later in the daf that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that a Mechalel Shabbos does not have the ability to be Mevatel as Rishos. I mean that this person carried already on Shabbos, so he loses his ability to be Mevatel as Rishos. But we need the next part. Let's say somebody was already Mevatel and then afterwards Vahoytzi. So Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid Oyser Divi Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer B'Mezid Oyser, B'Shoigig Ein Oyser. So what's the raya to what we just said? B'Nedvar Mamur, it's the next part. When is the shoot that a mayor says that if somebody was mevatel rishus and then he carried oiser, it undoes the bittel? That's only if he was mighty Ad shaloi hichziku b'nei mavoi. Before the b'nei mavoi were machzik in the rishos. Aval hichziku b'nei mavoi b'mavoi. But if the b'nei mavoi were machzik in the mavoi, then bein b'shoigi bein b'mezer eni oiser. It doesn't matter if he carried b'shoigi, carried b'mezer, the lachas, he wouldn't have the ability to aser. So what do you see from here? That even Rav Meir that said, that misha nasam rishusa v'hoitzi bein b'shoigi bein b'mezer oiser, it's only, it's a mafurish abraiso. B'shaloi hichziku b'nei mavoi b'mavoi. But once it's hichziku b'nei mavoi b'mavoi, at that point, that halacha is no longer going to be true. In other words, this is a raya to Abaye's teretz. The Gemara asked the kasha that Rameyer's version of the story with Rabbi Gamliel was that once the Yidden would have been machzik in that mavi with the mice with Rabbi Gamliel, you wouldn't have to worry about tzeduki. What do you mean? Didn't Rabbi Gamliel say? Didn't Rameyer himself say misha nasan reshusei v'hoitzi bein b'shoigi bein b'meisad oiser? The teretz is, yes, but that Mishnah is talking about b'shaloi yechziko. And in fact, it's a mefurish abraisos. It's interesting that the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara gave two terutzim. One teretz was Rabbi Yosef teretz. The other teretz was Abaye's teretz. And Abaye's teretz turned out to be a mefurish abraisos. Rabbi Yosef throughout Shas was a Sinai. Yosef in the end of Brachis and the end of Horus, he was a Sinai. Sinai meant he was Baki in all the Brises. So here we have a Machloikas, Rabbi Yosef, and Abaye literally checkmated Rabbi Yosef from a Mufurisha Brisa. But the Teretz probably isn't. Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning. And because Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, so maybe Rabbi Yosef didn't remember this Brisa. But either way, a Machloikas, Rabbi Yosef, and Abaye, and the Gemara brings a Mufurisha Brisa that supports Shitas Abaye. Omar. So now we're up to Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. So again, we had a machloikis in the Mishnah, which was a little sasum. And as we see from learning the Gemara, it's even more sasum once we see the Brises. But regardless, this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with regards to a tztuki that lived in the same Mavui together with Rabbi Gamliel's family. And the way Rabbi Meir told over the story was that Rabbi Gamliel held that the tztuki had a din of a yid. And as a result, he told him to be Mavatal as Rishos. But he also told the family to make sure that they're machzik in the mavui before the tzeduki takes his possessions and he brings them out into the mavui. Because there's a concept of misha nasa reshusei v'hoitzi bein b'shoigi bein b'mezer oiser. And it seems like Rabbi Gamliel didn't trust this tzeduki. So he told him, go quickly do something. Because if you do something like Abaye's teretz, and the Gemara had a brisa to support Abaye, then already, at that point, misha nasa reshusei v'hoitzi, he doesn't have the ability to unwind it anymore. But there was another shita, and that was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, b'loshan achar, ma'ru v'asu tzorcheichem b'mavui, ad shelo yoisi v'yeyo that he told them to go quickly do everything you need to do in the Mavui. Not be the first one to the Mavui, but it seems like he told them do everything that you need to do in the Mavui. Why? Again, Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, on the bottom of Samech Ches Amud Beis, his Lashon was a little bit different. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Lashon Acheres, Ma'aru V'asu Tzarcheichem B'Mavui, Ad Shelo Techshach V'Yeyaser Aleichem. From Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, it's a little subtle. It sounds like the Rabbi Yehuda agreed with Rabbi Meir's premise in his understanding of what happened in Rabbi Gamliel's story. He agreed with the premise Rabbi Gamliel treated the tzeduki like a yid. He was just arguing in terms of what Rabbi Gamliel felt they had to do in order to make sure that the tzeduki, who's a yid, who was mevatel his rishus, wasn't going to somehow unwind the bittel. So what did he tell them to do? Rabbi Yehuda in the Beraisa, the Gemara, again, very, very subtle, sounds a little different. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says, Ma'aru v'asu tzarcheichem b'mavui, ad shelo techshach v'yayasar. Make sure you do everything before Shabbos, because once it's Shabbos, yayasar aleichem, he's just going to cause you problems. And it sounds like the reason is because the bittel wasn't a bittel at all, and the reason the bittel wouldn't be a bittel is because Rabbi Yehuda held, that Rabbi Gamliel held, that the tzeduki didn't have a din of a yid. He actually had a din of a guy. So again, it's a very subtle steer, but this is the Gemara's kash. Amar, ma'ar, rebuto, ayim, v'loshan, acheres. Ma'aru v'asu tzarcheichem b'mavui, ad shelo techshach v'yayasar aleichem. It sounds like from this lashon, again, Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda held, that Rabbi Gamliel held, that this tzeduki had a din of a goyva. Nan, freit the Gemara, had his shtim with Rabbi Yehuda's lashon in the Mishnah. Achela yoytzi tanan. Achela yoytzi sounds more like go bring your stuff out and do whatever you need to do before the tzeduki is going to go out and is going to do what he needs to do. Now, the way the Gemara understands Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, what would be the machloikis Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? They're both agreeing that Rabbi Gamliel treated the tzeduki like a yid. So what are they arguing about? Rabbi Meir held that the tzeduki has a din of a yid. As a result, he has an ability to be mevatel his rishus. But like any person that's mevatel his rishus, he also has the ability to undo his bittel. So what do you need to do to prevent him from undoing his bittel? Be the first one there. If you're the first one to the chatzar, so like this, he doesn't have the ability to do the bittul anymore. If he's first, yeah. If you're first, no. Like Abaya proved it from a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Shita would then be, no, it's not enough that you're the first one. He can unwind it whenever he wants to unwind it. So that's what he said. Just try to do whatever you need to do quickly, because if you're relying on trusting the tzduki, you never know. You may end up getting messed up. Rabbi Yehuda in the brisa, based on the Gemara's dik, is saying, no, he has a guy. So the bittul is not kind of bittul. So essentially what he was telling him was, you have to do everything before Shabbos, because if you don't do everything before Shabbos, you can have a problem. But regardless, we have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what the Gemara's cash is. Enferd the Gemara. Emo, you have to edit the Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah, and say that what Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah meant to say was not, Maru vasutzar chechem b'mabui ad shelo yoitzi v'yasr aleichem. Again, what does that sound like? It sounds like the bittul was a bittul. However, he can bring his things out, and he can mess up the bittul. But rather, ad shelo yeitzi hayoyim. What he was telling him was, do it ad shelo yeitzi hayoyim before the sun sets. Because once the sun sets, you can't carry anymore, because the bittul was never a bittul. They didn't do any schiras, and as a result, you can end up with nothing. Alternatively, it could be the teretz is a little bit different. Really, Rabbi Yehuda held that the tzduki had a din of a yid. He also held that tzduki had a din of a guy. Really, it depends. Sometimes a tzduki could have a din of a yid, and sometimes it could have a din of a guy. Like kasha, kam b'mumer l'chalos shabbosis b'tzina, kam b'mumer l'chalos shabbosis b'farhasya. If the tzduki was a yid, he was a yid because he's a yid. So how do we treat him as it relates to Erevin? It depends. If he was a mechal shabbos, albeit b'tzina, then he'd get the din of a yid. If, however, he's a machal Shabbos b'far hesya, then already he would lose his status as a yid. So the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that's treating the tzduki like a yid, this was an understanding that tzduki, that this tzduki was machal Shabbos, but not machal Shabbos b'far hesya. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa that seems to be treating the tzduki like a guy, it's because we're dealing with a tzduki that's a machal Shabbos b'far hesya. We went to the Braisa, mumer v'gilui ponim, areza inim avatu rishos. A mumer or a gilui ponim. A gilui panim, Rashi says, is a mechutzif. He's not let up be mevatel as rishos, because as it relates to Erevin, we treat him like a guy. Says the Gemara, gilui panim, mumer have it? A mechutzif? A mechutzif is not a good thing. But at the same time, how can you tell me a mechutzif would be treated like a guy? The Gemara says, elen mumer be gilui panim, any yachal avatel rishos. You're right. It's not two things, mumer be gilui panim, but rather it's mumer big gilui panim. That a mummer, who's a mummer begiloi panim, he's a mechal Shabbos, but he's a mechal Shabbos b'far hesya in a yochel of atur rishos. So the price says he can't be of atur rishos. Who's that going like? Keman to Rabbi Yehuda. Must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, because we just said the Rabbi Yehuda held that the tzuki that was mechal Shabbos b'tzina had a din of a yid, but the tzuki that was mechal Shabbos b'far hesya, he had a din of a guy, and because he had a din of a guy, he didn't have the ability to be of atur rishos. So who did nothing but chumers of the medusha? There was a meisah shahoyah kachaya with a person who once went outside on Shabbos. He was carrying a pouch with besamim in it. Given the chazal of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah, he saw Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah Kasya, and he quickly hid it. Why? Because he was embarrassed. Amar. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah said, "Kigoyin zeh, somebody like this, mevatel rishos Rabbi Yehuda. He would be able to mevatel rishos according to Rabbi Yehuda, because even though he was mechal Shabbos b'far hesya, but being that when he saw me, he was embarrassed, he didn't want to be mechal Shabbos anymore. So that's enough that he should have a din of a mechal Shabbos b'tzina, not mechal Shabbos b'far hesya. As a result, he would have a din of a yid. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Ezu Yisrael mummer. What's an example of a Yisrael mummer? Zeh mechal Shabbos is b'far hesya. Someone that's mechal Shabbos b'farhesya has a din of a Yisrael mummer. Now the pashtus is we're talking about Rashi ezel Yisrael mummer the chashvino le mummer l'chol mili. What's an example of a yid that gets treated like a mummer l'chol mili? So we know what a mummer is. A mummer is a yid that on some level gets treated like a non-Jew. But we'll talk more about a mummer in the Reidai. But regardless, ezel Yisrael mummer. What's an example of a Yisrael mummer? Is that mechal Shabbos b'farhesya? Someone's mechal Shabbos b'farhesya has a din of a Yisrael mummer. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked the kashya. He said, "Come on, I understand this statement from Rav Huna. Who is he going according to? Ikra Rav Meir. Is he going according to Rav Meir? So which Rav Meir? The Amar Chashul L'Davar Echad, Chashul L'Chol HaTorah Kulo. So the makar to this Rav Meir is in Masechtas Bechiras Daf Lamed. The Gemara over there is discussing with someone that's a chashud. Someone that's chashud can't swear. Someone that's chashud is not trusted to be a dayan, he's not trusted to be an aide, he can't be a mumcha to inspect animals to see whether or not they have a mum in the sugyas of Bechairis, hence Bechairis Taflamid. But regardless, a chashud, Rameir holds, l'davar echad, is a chashad l'chol ha-Torah kula. So fake Rav Nachman, he said that if Rav Huna, who said Ezel Yisrael Mumma, Zem Echal Shavas B'Farhesi, was going, holds like Rav Meir, that a chashad l'davarech is chashad l'Torah kula kula, then I feel like Echam Echal Yisrael Mumma Torah Navi. So why do you say Davka Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesi? Anybody. Any person that's a chashad to do any Avera has a din of a Yisrael Mumma. It's not only a Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesi. Now, just to be clear, Mumma and chashad are not the same thing. Mummer is usually understood to be somebody that didn't just once do an Avera, or someone that we're suspicious of, but this is a person that's becheskas, that he does a certain Avera, over and over and over again. A chashud kishmai kachi, we just chashud him. We have reason to suspect that maybe this person is not so careful in this area. The Rishayim talk about what the difference is between a mummer and a chashud. But although the Gemara is applying the Rav Meir's sheet of Chashul Davrecha Chashul Lachal Terekula to Rav Huna's comment of Ezel Yisrael Mummer Zem Echal Shabbos Farhesi, it doesn't mean that they're the same thing. The Gemara just wants one point, that if Rav Meir holds in the world of Chashul, that if I'm Chashul Davrecha, it makes me Chashul Lachal Terekula, then it's reasonable to assume that in the world of Mummer, the same principle should apply. The same formula. That if someone's a Mummer L'davar Echad, he should be a Mummer L'chal HaTayr Kula. Rav Huna didn't say that. Rav Huna said, Ezi Yisrael Mummer Zay Mechal Shabbos is Befer Hesio. He zeroed in on something very specific. He said, someone that's Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesio, he has a din of a Yisrael Mummer. Chura, if he held like Rav Meir, then why does it have to be Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesio? Anything. Just like any thing that a person's chashid for, he becomes chashid for everything. That anything you're mummer for, you should be mummer for everything. And Ikarabanon, and if you have like the Rabbanon, I'm a chashid of Rechel, you have a chashid of Chalat Erekulo. The Rabbanon hold that a chashid of Rechel is not a chashid of Chalat Erekulo. Ad Dahavi, mummer lavaydazar. Only a mummer lavaydaz kechavim is considered a chashid of Chalat Erekulo. But as it relates to anything else, it's not true. So then why would someone that's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, why would Rav Huna have said that he has a din of a mummer l'chol ha-Torah kula, l'chayra mamonav shach? If he holds like Rav Meir, you don't have to be mechal shabbos b'farhesia. And if he holds like the chachamim, the only concept we know of a mummer that's chashud l'chol ha-Torah kula is a mummer l'avodah zara. Mechal shabbos b'farhesia is not an oved avodah zara. And the Gemara is going to say two terutzim, the second of which is very, very important, l'halacha. Amar Rav Nachman Ma'yischak, the first teretz. Litein rishus ulevato rishus. Rav Huna wasn't talking about Yisrael mummer l'chol ha-Torah kula. Rather, what Rav Huna was talking about was Yisrael Mummer as it relates to Erevin. This is being brought here in context. This is not a digression. This is very much negay the sugis that we're learning right now. Look at Rashi. Dibra Maskel Amar Rav Nachman, the last wide line on top. Ezel Yisrael Mummer the Kamer Rav Huna Le'il Le'inyin Bittul Rishus Kamer. He was talking specifically about Bittul Rishus. And regarding Bittul Rishus, it makes sense that if someone's a Mechal Shabbos B'Farasya, he shouldn't be able to be Mevatel his Rishus. And the Gemara says again, Kedetanya, we have a, not a Vehotanya, but here it's a Kedetanya. We have a Brisa that supports it. Yisrael Mummer Mesham Shabbat B'Shuk. Yisrael Mummer, if he keeps Shabbos B'Shuk, meaning B'farhesi, he keeps Shabbos, Mevatel Rishus. He's allowed to be Mevatel Rishus. He maintains his din as a yid. She'in Meshabbos Shabbat B'Shuk. What if you have a Yisrael member that doesn't keep Shabbos? Bishop, meaning he's a Mechal Shabbos B'farhesi. Ain't a Mevatel Rishus. Meisha Amr, because Chazal said, Yisrael noitel Rishus, v'noisin Rishus. Yisrael can be Mevatel is Rishus, and he can be the recipient of someone else's Bittel. U'benachri, when it comes to a non-Jew, atche yasker, then you have to say, Ketzad, oimele Rishusi knuyeloch, Rishusi mevutelis loch, kona, taloch is he's koinet, ve'ein tzarech liskoi. It's a little kitzah shulchan aruch as it relates to Bittel. But what we need just is the first part of the braisa, that Yisrael mummer, if he's Einoi Meshabesh Shabbatai B'Shuk, Einoi Mevatel Rishos. The point is, that's what Rav Huna was saying. Rav Huna was saying this braisa, this halacha, and that is a Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia doesn't have the ability to be Mevatel Rishos. You want to know what Rav Huna holds as it relates to a mummer in other areas in halacha? I don't know. That's not this Rav Huna. This is a very specific halacha as it relates to the halacha Bittul Rishos. That was Rav Nachim Yitzchak Yishuv to what Rav Huna said. Rav Ashi said something else. He said no. He said, I think Rav Huna was talking about a Yisrael Mummer as it relates to other areas in Halacha as well. It's not only Negeya, the Sugis, and Perek Adar. It is Negeya, the Sugis, and Perek Adar, but it's not exclusively Negeya, the Sugis, and Perek Adar. So again, what's the Kasha? What did Rav Huna say? He said, Ezo Yisrael Mummer, Ze HaMechalo Shabbosois B'Farhesio Mamonav Shach. If he holds like Rav Meir, that in the world of chashud, chashud l'davar echad is chashud l'chal ha'tayra kula. So it makes sense. Maybe a mumr l'davar echad is also mumr l'chal ha'tayra kula. Then where do you find any yichas to be mechal Shabbos b'farasya? It should be anything. Elamai holds like the Rabbanon that argue with Rameyer. They hold that there's something unique in the world of chashud to an oivet avod zara. Where do you find mechal Shabbos? What's so special about mechal Shabbos b'farasya in the negative sense that if someone's a mumr l'chil of Shabbos b'farasya, he should be a mumr l'chal ha'tayra kula? Said Rav Ashi, no. There is a Tana in Shas who holds that. Not Mefurish, but we'll see him plight. The High Tana with the Chamira Aleh Shabbos Kavodah Zarah, who holds that Shabbos is as Chomer like Kavodah Zarah. Where is that? Another kid, the Tanya, a Braisa. It says in the Parsha of Karbonis. This is right in the beginning of Torah's Kayanim. Right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikrav. Dabra B'nei Yisrael, second Pasuk. V'amart Aleim, Adam Ki Yakriv, Mikem, Karban Lashem, say Chazal. When it says Mikem, we learn V'loi Kolchem. Not every person can bring a karban. Odom Ki Yakriv Mikem. Some of you can bring a karban, but not all of you. Prat L'mumer. Someone that's a mumer, if he's someone that doesn't keep certain parts of the Torah, he cannot bring a karban. When it says Mikem, we darshin Bachem Chilakti V'loi Ba'umais. This is a chiddush. When it comes to a yid, sometimes a yid could bring a karban, sometimes a yid cannot bring a karban. When it comes to the umais, they're all the same. Umais, meaning the non-Jews can bring karbanos. The story of Kamsu bar Kamsu is exhibit A for that. But a non-Jew is able to bring a karban, and over there there's no chilik between this type of non-Jew, that type of non-Jew. By a yid, there's a chilik between a mumer and a not mumer. When it says in the pasuk, min abehemo lahavi bnei adam hadoimin lebehemo, it's coming to be marbe people that are doimin lebehemo. Meaning, mikan amru mikavlin karbanos mipoishi yisrael. We take karbanos even from poishi yisrael that we would think maybe we shouldn't. Kidei sheyachzur b'tshuva, like this will do tshuva. Says the price of chutz min hamumer v'hamenaseh chiyayin v'hamechal shabbos is befarhesis. With the exception of a mumer, a menaseh chiyayin, and a mechal shabbos befarhesis. So this price is very wordy. It's also a little confusing. Why? Just talk it outside first. The Gemara's going to go through it. But the first line of the Braisa was, Mikem v'loy kolchem pratlamo. A mumer can't bring a carbon. Okay. Then we said, it says, min ha-behema, l'rabbis. Not l'mayit, l'rabbis. B'nei adam ha-doimim l'behema. The halach is, we take carbones from Poishi Yisrael. But then you have to read the fine print. With the exception of a mumer, a menaseh yayin, the mechal shabbos. Freidim are hagu fakasha. I'm ready. Mikem v'loy kolchem loitzi as a mumer. You started off telling me that a mumer can't bring a carbon. V'hadu tani mekabel karbonos from Poishi Yisrael. That you could be mekabel karbonos from Poishi Yisrael. So Gemara like halay kasha. Now that's not a kasha because you could always say reisha b'mumer l'chol ha'terukula. When the reisha says that we're not mekabel from a mumer, that's talking about a person who doesn't keep anything. He's completely distanced himself from the Torah. You don't keep any Torah mitzvahs, so you're a mumer that's going to be excluded. Mitziyasa. However, when we said mekabel karbonos from Poishi Yisrael, we're talking about not a person that's a mumer l'chol ha'tayra kula, rather a mumer l'davar echad. You're only a mumer l'davar echad. Okay, so you're not on that level. As a result, we'll accept faith the Gemara, but Ema Seifo, what are you going to do with the last part of the Braisa? Chutz min ha-mumer v'ha-menaseh yayin. A mumer menaseh yayin, he's out. Hi, mumer hechidami. What kind of mumer is that? He mumer l'chol ha'tayra. Is he a mumer l'chol ha'tayra? And that's why we don't accept this karbanos. Okay, that's good. But Hainu Reisha, we said it already. The Braisa doesn't have to chazer over two lines later what it already said. And Ila Davar Echad, Elamai, that mumer is talking about a mumer Ladavar Echad, then Kasha Mitziyasa. Does just stem with the Mitziyasa, where we just said that if someone is a mumer Ladavar Echad, we do accept this karbanos. So in other words, Faith to Gemara, there's three parts to this Braisa. Part A and part B, I understand. There must be a distinction between someone that's a mumer l'chala tayrakula and someone that's only a mumer l'chala l'davarecha. Problem is, how do you understand the last line in the Braisa? Chutz min ha-mumer v'amenaseh chiyayin v'amechal shabosis befarhesia. Says the Gemara El Olav, you have no choice but to say the following. Hachi ka'amar. Chutz min ha-mumer l'naseh ulechal shabosis befarhesia. Not chutz min ha-mumer v'hamenasech v'hamechal shabbos b'farhesya, but rather chutz min hamumer li, with a lamed, li nasech ulechal shabbos es b'farhesya. And if that's the case, Alma, what do you see from here? That just like avodah zarah is treated in a very special place as it relates to the laws of mumer, that if someone's a mumer l'avodah zarah, he's a mumer l'chal ha'tayrah kula. If someone's a chashu l'avodah zarah, he's a chashu l'chal ha'tayrah kula. The same is true for Shabbos. Specifically, someone that's mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. Alma, we see from here that avodah zarah v'Shabbos ki adodi ninu, that avodah zarah and Shabbos are treated as one and the same, shema mina. And this was the braisa that supported what Rav Ashi says. Again, going back to the last part of the daf. It began on the bottom of Samech Tes Amad Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, Ezel Yisrael Mumer, Zeh Mechal Shabbos Es Befarhesia. And the Gemara said, why? Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia? And we know there's a Rameyer that holds Choshul Dover Echad, Ave Choshul L'chol Torah Kula. Maybe you want to shtel that too to Mumer. We can hear that, but if that's the case, it's nothing to do with Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia. It's always going to be true. Elamites the Rabbanon, we know there's something special, unique, in a bad way, about Avodah Zarah. Someone that's Avodah Zarah, it's very, very bad. But where do you find Michal Shabbos Farhesi? And the Gemara said two terutzim. The first there was Nachum Yitzchok, that Enochinam, Rav Huna wasn't coming to give us a halacha revacha b'Yisrael that's Nagei other sugis and chas. He was talking specifically about Perek Adar, Mesachtes Erevin, in the world of Erevin, where the halacha is that a Yid can be Mevatel is Rishos, or Nachri can't be Mevatel is Rishos. If someone's Michal Shabbos Farhesi, he gets a din of a guy. Rav Ashi said no. Rav Huna wasn't talking specifically about Perek Adar, that too, but not specifically. He was discussing Mumer Chalot Terukulo. He was going according to the Rabbanon that hold that someone that's a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, he's a Mumer L'Chalot Terukulo. Someone that's a Chashal L'Avodah Zarah is a Chashal L'Chalot Terukulo. And what he was saying was that if someone's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, he's Ke'oivet Avodah Zarah. And because he's like an Oivet Avodah Zarah, just like an Oivet Avodah Zarah, Mumer L'Avodah Zarah is Mumer L'Chalot Terukulo, so too, someone that's a Mumer to be Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, he gets a din as a non-Jew, L'chol HaToyro Kula exhale. So as mentioned in the introduction to the Daf, Erev in Daf Samech Tes is an often quoted Daf in Shas, and the reason is because it's one of the very important Gemaras that deal with the halachos of Mumer, specifically, emphasis on the halacha that a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia has the din of an Oyved Avodah Zarah, which means he has a din of a Mumer L'chol HaToyro Kula. So the truth is that I think it's important to understand a little bit, again, this sugi is very, very bright, and in fact, that if you go through tshuvas of Gedolim from earlier generations, they often dealt with the halachos of Mumer. So this is something that comes up again and again and again, and it's Rechava Minayam, literally. It's very, very bright, but in terms of just one short raid bite, introductory, so be it. And in terms of understanding a little bit about this concept of a Mumer, I think we have to take a step back in order to properly appreciate this. The Gemara in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, is discussing Achan. Achan was the one Yid who didn't listen. He disobeyed Yeshua ben Nun, and he benefited. He was mayel from the spoils of Yericho. So when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so they were told that we're going to take down the city of Yericho, and no one is allowed to have any benefit from any of the spoils. And there was one person that did. His name was Achan. And the Gemara and the Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua says, Chata Yisrael. And it really wasn't all of Klal Yisrael. It was referring to one person. The Chata Yisrael was Achan. Says the Gemara. A critical Gemara. Sanhedrin Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Omer Rab Abba Bar Zavda. You know what you see from here? Achan went Keneged Yeshua ben Nun. Achan did something terrible. Achan was publicly killed, as the Pesukim say in Sefer Yeshua. This Gemara is in Perek Nigmar Adin that talks about the way Bezdin used to give Misas Bezdin, because we learn a lot of halachas from Achan. But before he was killed, what is the Torah? What did the Pasuk say about Achan? Chati Yisrael as Gevein Ayid. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said that you see from here that any Yid, it doesn't matter how low he falls, even Achan, who goes down as an exhibit, Dasan, Aviran, Achan, right? Unfortunately, Achan goes down on that infamous list. But at the same time, Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael, he still was considered a Yid, because the Pasuk said Chata Yisrael. It's coming to teach us that Afal Pisha Chata doesn't matter. A Yid is going to be a Yid. The Rambam wrote a famous letter. It's called the Igeres Teman. And in the Rambam's Igeres Teman, just one excerpt, he says as follows: HaToyra HaZois, the Rambam talking, Lo yuchal lihimolet ulihinatzal mimenu afilu echad mizera Yaakov la'olam. If there's someone that's born into a Jewish family, his mother's Jewish, you can run, but you can't hide. It's impossible to go away from your halachic status as being a Yid. Loi hu, v'loi zaroi, v'loi zera zaroi. Bein b'rtzoinoi, u'bein shaloi b'rtzoinoi. It's impossible. If you're a Yid, you're a Yid. It's impossible for a person to run away from being a Yid. And then the Rambam says, aval hunena shal kol mitzvah, mitzvah shabitel. And a person has to realize that with that comes an achrayas, because that means that you're a Yid and you're going to have to give din v'cheshbon for everything that you do. And he says that just like the person is going to give din v'cheshbin for the bigger things that he does. He says, unfortunately, he's going to have to give din v'cheshbin for the smaller things as well. I'm skipping a little bit. A person shouldn't think that being that he's guilty of doing averes chamuros, that means he won't be punished for the kalos. So like this, it could become hefker. Says the Rambam. I'll tell you your side. Yerav ben avot shachik atzamos yeyonesh ala agolim shachata vehichti bahem. Yerobim ben Nevat one day is going to be punished for the fact that he was machti es Yisrael. Ukemoiken geyonish al shabita mitzvah sukkah besukkahs. He's going to be punished for the fact the Rambam picked sukkahs that he was mevatel the yidden from the mitzvah of sukkah. The zeikur yisoid mi yisoidei atayra v'hadas v'lamdu v'asei hekesholov. You have to remember this. And again, the first part of the Rambam. Shatayra azoyis lo yuchal liyimolet liyinotz on limenu. Afilu echa mizere yakiv lo oylam. Lo yhuva lo yzarev lo yzere zarev. If you're a yid, you're a yid. You're born a yid, you're going to die. It's impossible for a person to run away from his status as a yid. Stating that. Although the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Chata Yisrael, Amar Rabba Abba Brazavda, Aval Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. And we just read, L'shoyne Azov Shalai Rambam and his Igeris Teiman. It's not Pashat. It's not so Pashat. The Rambam and his Yad Chazaka, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha, hey, Yisrael she'ovad avodah zara, harehu kigoy l'chol dvarav. A yid that's ovad avodah zara is harehu kigoy l'chol dvarav. The Rambam says the same thing in the end of Hilchas Shabbos. Perek lamed halacha tezvav. Hashabbos v'avodah zara kol achas mishteyem shkula kineged shar kol mitzvah shebetayra. Shabbos and avodah zara are each shkula kineged all the mitzvahs in the Torah. V'ashabbos hiya ois shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu beinenu l'oilam. L'fichach kol oivra hashala mitzvah is harehu b'chal rishi yisof. Somebody does an avera, okay. So he's b'chal rishi yisrael. Ava m'chal Shabbos b'far hesia, that's different. Harehu ka oivra avodah zara. He's like an oivra avodah zara. V'shneyem, meaning both the person that's Oved Avodah Zarah and the person that's Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia are Kigoyim L'chol Devreya. They lose their status as being a Yid. They're treated like Goyim L'chol Devreya. So on the one hand, we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Chati Yisrael, Amar Rabba Brazavda, Avap Bisha Chati Yisrael Hu, and we have L'shoyni Azov of the Rambam in the Igeris Taman. But then again, we have the Rambam's Lashon Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halachei Yisrael, She'ovad Avodah Zarah, Reu Kigoy L'chol Dvarav. And he says it again, he doubles down, and then the Vilcha Shabbos, he says it's Sai with regards to an Oved Avodah Zarah and someone that's Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesio, that this Yid can become L'chol, L'chol Devrayim. In other words, a yid is a yid is a yid. That's pasha. You can't make yourself not a yid. But Rahman al-Islam, it's possible for a person to stoop to a point where halachically we're not going to treat him like a yid anymore. The Rambam doesn't mean that he's a guy. Of course, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean now he has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. He doesn't have to keep Tayag Mitzvahs anymore. That's not what it means. He's a yid because a yid is always going to be a yid. But at this end, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Loilam Haba, and the Darshi Rishum, I say that even Achav had a Chelik in Oilam Haba, meaning even the ones that the Mishnah says don't have a chelik in olam haba, but al pi soid everybody has a chelik in olam haba because kol yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba, and that's something that if you're born in asher bachar banim mikol ha'amim, that's not something that can ever be taken away from a yid. But at the same time, it is possible for a person in halacha, as it relates to dalet chelkei shulchan aruch, as it relates to this person going through his life, it's possible for him to lose his status as a yid. How? What could a person do for him to lose his status as a yid? So we have the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam says an oivet avodah zarah loses his status as a yid. And we have the Rambam Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos that says that a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia loses status as a Yid. And we know the Makar, it's Erev and Daf Samech Tes, where the Gemara says very clearly that someone that's a Mumal Avodah Zarah is a Mumal L'chol HaTorah Kula, and a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia is like a Mumal Avodah Zarah. There's such a concept, there's such a Musag, that a person can literally become to the point where he gets a din as a guy. How so? If he's either a mumel avodah zara or he's a mumel chal shabbos b'far hesi. But the truth is that there are other things that a person can do for which he loses his status as a yid. And the makar to that is not erevin samech tes, but rather it's a gemara masechta schulin daf hey. The context over there are the halachas of shechita schulin. The first mishnah in masechta schulin is hakol shoichten. But then you have to read the fine print. Hakol shoichten, but really not everybody can shecht. And one of the people that can't shecht is a non-Jew. A non-Jew, a guy, can't shecht. The Mishnah says that shechitas nachri is nevela. So that when a nachri shechts, it's literally nevela. He made a nevela. That's what he does. He created tumas nevela, he created issa nevela. Shechitas nachri is nevela. And the Gemara there says that it's possible for a yid to come to a point where his shechita his shechita is also going to make nevela, meaning he's going to have the din of a goy. And the truth is, it's a whole sugya mesechta schulin, but the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, is a very important sif cotton. It's in Simen Beis of cotton hay. He makes a summary of these halachas. Says the mechaber, mumr lahachas. If someone is a mumr lahachas, afilu ludavar echad. So what's a mumr lahachas? Someone that acknowledges HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, he's not keeping Torah and mitzvahs, and he's doing it lahachas, miloshen kas. He wants to make the Eved upset. He knows that it bothers Hashem, and he has a reason. He's upset, whatever it is. This is something he wants to do. He's a mumr lahachas. Afilu davar echad. Doesn't matter what it is. He wears shatnez lahachas. Okay, it doesn't matter. He's a mumr lahachas. Oishu mumr elilim, or if he's a mumr lavayda zara, oi l'chal Shabbos b'far hesya, or he's a mumr l'chal Shabbos b'far hesya, oisha hu mumr l'chal haTorah, or he's a mumr for everything else. Meaning, he's a mumr to everything but Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. The halacha is dinoy ka'ovid k'chavim. He has a din of a guy as it relates to the laws of Shechita. In other words, we have a mumr l'Avodah Zarah and a mumr l'chal Shabbos b'farhesia. The makar to that is Erev and Afsamach Tes. But as the Mechaber mentions, of course, based on Rishonim and the Gemara in the Sechta Schul and Davhei, there are other ways that a person can come to the point where he's considered a mumr l'chal HaTorah Kula, which means that he has the din of a non-Jew in halacha. A mumr lahachas, if someone's a mumr lahachas, afilu ledavar echad, or if somebody is a mumr to call a Torah kula, even if he's not mechal Shabbos b'far hesya, and even if he's not a noivet avodah zar, but if he's a mumr lechol a Torah kula, literally all 611, so to speak, other mitzvahs, is something that he's a mumr on, that too is an exit. That too is a way for a person to lose his status in halacha. Now the truth is, again, this is very, very important, because think about how many halachas are negeya to know whether a person is a Yid or whether a person's a non-Jew. So we just mentioned Yerideya, Simin Beis, Hilchas Shechita. A Yid is allowed a Shecht. A non-Jew, the Shechita of a guy is Nevela. He's not allowed a Shecht. So a Mummer gets the din. A Mummer gets the din of a non-Jew. That means he's not allowed a Shecht. In Yerideya, Simin Kuf Chav Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody's a Mummer, meaning he's a mumr l'avodah zarah, etc., etc., if he touches the wine of a Yid, the Yid's not allowed to drink the wine anymore. Because of Yayin Nesech, Yistam Yainam, you run into all those issues. In Hilchas Ribbis, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that it could be that even though you're not allowed to be Malva, Ribbis, to a Yid, you can't borrow money with ribbis from a Yid, but a Yisrael mumr ayin sham b'shulchan aruch in Yerideya simen kuf nun tes. It has a separate shulchan aruch as it relates to the laws of ribbis. Why? Because a Yisrael mumr, maybe he's not treated like a Yid. The shulchan aruch in Yerideya simen shin ayin beis, this is in Hilchas Avelis, discusses whether the kever of a mumr is metama. We know kiver yakim are not metama. Adam kiyamas ba'ayil, atim kriyam adam, ve'enu ma'isa'ayilam kriyam adam. What about the kever of a mumr? Is it metama ba'ayil or is it not metama ba'ayil? It's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Evin Ezra, Simen Mem Dalet. What happens if a mumr is mekadosh anisha? Mumr is mekadosh anisha. Is the kedushin a kedushin? If a woman, a bas yisrael, gets married to a non-Jew, there's no kedushin. She doesn't need a get if she wants to marry somebody else, because the kedushin is not toifis. A Yisrael mumr, is there tfisas kedushin or is there no tfisas kedushin? Very important halacha. Shulchan Aruch says, we'll maybe get to that tomorrow. Don't want to give it away. But ayin sham in Evin Ezra sin and mem dalet. It's a major discussion what the halacha is as it relates to the kedushin. The ge'onim discuss, and the Mardchai brings us in the fourth parak of Masechtas Yevamah, is a parak acholitz. A very long discussion in the ge'onim. What happens if there were two brothers? One of them dies and he had no children, but that brother that died was a mummer. Does this almana now? Does she become a shemeres yavam? Does she fall to yibum? Or what about if the one that died wasn't a mummer, but the brother that's alive is a mummer? Ki yeshvu achim yachtav. Are they called achim? A Yisrael mummer, maybe he's not considered achim. Maybe he doesn't have a halachic status as a yid. Either way, kamuvin, this is something that being a very, very negeya, and obviously negeya so many different halachas. Now the truth is that there were many tshuvas written about this, and the tshuvas focused for the most part on Mechal Shabbos b'far hesya. And the reason is because a mumr l'davar echa l'hachis is something that's very, very low shchiach. And a mumr l'avodah zara is something that's also not very shchiach. And to be a mumr l'chol ha-Torah kula, you have to know what it means, chol ha-Torah kula. So it could be that's also not as shchiach. But Mechal Shabbos b'far hesya, Rachman al-Tzlan, is something that happens. And the truth is, this was something that was becoming very popular in the 19th century, as the Haskalah started making its way through Europe, we had people that were Mechal Shabbos for Hesed. And the truth is, even in the United States of America, you know, in the old days, where it wasn't so easy for a person to hold a job unless he was going to work on Shabbos. So you had people that kept all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but the one thing that they couldn't, it was just too hard for them, is they were Mechal Shabbos. And they were Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. So here's the question. This idea, Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, you lose your status as a Yid. You can't count as a Yid. Think about all the problems a person has if he's a Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. We just mentioned a few. So this is Mamish Kinebi Negei, a Kala Torah Kula. And there were many, many tshuvas, and there were many Limudei Schos that were written as it relates to Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. And of course, always to take the positive route. It's so just a few ha'aris, just a few limudei schos from Gedoyle Achroinim as it relates to this idea of Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. One is from the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam brings a tremendous kula in the world of Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. It's in Hilcha Shabbos, it's in Klalai, and hey, it's Sivkot and Chavav. He says as follows. He says, and truth, when you're learning Chayyadim, you're learning Hilcha Shabbos, when today's daf is not Erev and Daf Samech Tes, you don't appreciate it as much. But listen to what the Chayyadim says. He said, let's say you have a person that's Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. Rachman al-Solim is Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. But if he would see his Rav, if he would see the Gadol HaDor, he would see Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he would see his father, his mother, he would see someone that he's ashamed of, he would not be Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. If he was carrying something, he would quickly put it away. He would try to fake it, because he would be embarrassed from somebody like that. Says the Chayyadim, I want to say a Chiddush, that person is not considered a Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. And the truth is, you hear this Chayyadim, it sounds like a very big Chiddush. That's a nice svar, it's a very big Chiddush. Today's daf, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's Mamish a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara said that there was a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, where there was somebody who was carrying a pouch that had Besamim in it, and all of a sudden, he met Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Ahu Gavr, the Nofak Bechumr, said the Medusha, Kivit Chazar Yehuda Nesiyah, Kasiya. He quickly hit it. So the Gemara said, Omar, he said, Kigoyin Zer, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Paskin, Mevatel Rishus Rabbi Yehuda. He has a din of a Yid. He could be Mevatel Rishus. Why? Says the Teres Chaim on this Gemara right here. He says, before, and why did the Gemara even bring this story? Well, what was the significance of the story? A very important halacha, the Chayyadim Sapsak. He said, because you see from me that a Mechal Shabbos before Hesiyah, but at the same time, if he saw God Al Adar, he saw Big Tzaddik, he would quickly hide what it is he has. He wouldn't have a din of a Mechal Shabbos before Hesiyah. And if you look at the Chayyadim inside, which I did, Yisrael Mumer, a Rosh Hashem Mechal Shabbos before Hesiyah, Afilu Eine Mechal Elu Be'isad Rabbanon. This is the Chayyadim, and this is something that's used in halachic circles as a kula that most yidden, if they were in the presence of somebody very, very chashiv, they wouldn't have the chutzpah to be Mechal Shabbos, even befar Hesya. And this is a tremendous limud chutzpah, mefurish in Gemara, another takeaway from today's daf. There's another kula that the Beis Yosef brings from one of the Rishonim, from the Bala Iter, that's also used as the sniff. And that is that the only time a person can become a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya in the Mummer sense is if the Chil Shabbos was done by Avodas Karka. It was done by Avodas Karka. So if it was done by Avodas Karka, then you have such halacha. But if it wasn't by Avodas Karka, meaning he was driving a car, then he wouldn't have a din of a mummer as it relates to being Mechal Shabbos before Hesiyah. Now, what shaykhis? What is avoidus karka? I mean, we know some of the malachis are sidur de pas, they're avoidus karka, but why would avoidus karka have anything to do with anything? This is already a whole discussion, but it's based on the Mekoshish Eitzim. The Mekoshish Eitzim is the paradigm of the Mechal Shabbos in the Torah. Could be Mechal Shabbos before Hesiyah even. And the Mekoshish Eitzim pashtus was either ma'amer or toilish, which is avoidus karka. However, there is another Tana, Rabbi Akiva, who said that he was Maver Dalaramas Peshasaram. So the truth is that it's a little bit taller than Mekai Sheitzim, but this is again another cool, another Limut Chus that only stumps. If somebody's a farmer and he plants on Shabbos with Farhesia, so he has a din of a Mechal Shabbos with Farhesia. But again, it makes it certainly a lot more Shchich. But there's one other Chiddush that's worth mentioning, and that is a Chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda Asad. In his Shailos Tshuvos, Yehuda Yala, and this is definitely in the conversation as the most famous tshuva in Shailos Tshuvos, Yehuda Yala. He wanted to say an unbelievable chiddush and kamek komus in the shtabru in terms of being ma'ayin in this chiddush. But this was the chiddush of Yehuda Asad. He said a beautiful thing. He said the halacha is that if somebody's a rasha, he's pasul le'edus. If someone's a rasha, he's pasul le'edus. So he brings that the Shach says in Chayshu Mishpat, Simin Lamed Ches, and he brings the Nabi Yehuda has a whole arichos in this, that in order for a person to have the din of a rasha as it relates to being pasul eidos, you would need that two eidim walked into Bezdin and they testified. And they said, Ruvain, he did kach v'kach, and as a result, he's a Rasha, and it's for that reason he's pasul eidos. But if you don't have eidim walk into Bezdin and testify in front of a court, where Bezdin is Nimnu v'gamru, that this person is a Rasha, doesn't get a din of a Rasha. A Rasha, it's a Halach and Shulchan Aruch. A Rasha requires, I got to say this. And he said, the Sfar is gewaldig. He said, the Sfar is because Al Pishnai made him Yakum Davar. It's not a Hefgewelt. We don't believe in rumors. There's a Seder. There's a Mishpat of how things are supposed to work. And the Mishpat Ei HaTorah work with Eidim. So if two Eidim say that somebody did that, okay, so we accept it. We vet the Eidim out. And then you have the Parsha of Eidim Shati Yachal Azim. And you have to, you know, you check out all the boxes and the checks and balances and the whole system of how it works. But at the end of the day, then we can determine whether it happened or it didn't happen. But if you don't have Eidim, we don't just assume things happen. Now, we don't believe in rumors just because Miret Azoy and the Gas and the Mikvah doesn't necessarily mean that that actually took place. So you need Eidim to walk in to establish. See, he said to paskin on a person's guf, says the Shach, that he's a Rosh, he's possible Eidus. That's why I got to say this. If two Eidim walk into Bez and say, we saw Pliny eight Nevela, and as a result, he's a Rosha, we paskin like Abaya, it's one of the Yalkagams, that a Mummer, even in Litayavain, Lahachas, doesn't matter what it is, he's always going to be possible Eidus. So then we'll paskin his possible. But without Eidim walking into Bez and testifying that this is what happened, he's not going to have a din of a Rosha, he's not going to be possible Eidus. So said Rabbi Huda Asad with a Koyach der Teira. He said, if this is true with regards to paskening, whether you're kosher eidus or pasul eidus, that you can't change my halachic status, my guf, the heftza of the gavra, right? You can't change the status of a person without two eidim walking into Bezdin. As relates to what? Am I a kosher eid? Am I not a kosher eid? Which, let's be honest, that's just a very frivolous detail in the big scheme of things. Kal v'chaymer ben menoshel kal v'chaymer. If you want to decide that this person is ishkan yid, he doesn't count as a minion, he touches wine, it's yayin nesech, you want to say that he can't shech, you want to paskin that if he gets married, maybe his kedushin is not a kedushin, avad you need two eidim to walk into Bezdin. How could you do it without that? You're paskinning on his guf. You're saying that he has a din of a guy. You can't make him a pasul eidus without two eidim walking into Bezdin. Kal v'chaymer, how can you paskin something like this? Said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, it's pasha to me. Pshita, dim loy he'idu all of kol anal b'fana b'chil Shabbos rak al pi ha'koyel ha'moyin she'es pashit b'vad. What, rumors? If rumors don't work to make a person chashid l'shvua, to make a person chashid and hilchas eidus, how can a rumor paskin a person and destroy his spiritual existence and his life as a yid by telling him he has a din of a guy? How can you do that? How can you do that? So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, an unbelievable chiddush. And this was a real life tshuva that was written in the 19th century when the maskilim and everything was going on, and there were a lot of people that took a very hard line against all the perkei oil of that time. But Rabbi Yehuda Asad came with a major koyach teira, and he said, his lashon is, Uma gam ko'es hayoim bizmanenu, shador poritz meruba, ein, irrevin term, ein laharchikim kol kachu litchoysam b'shtei yodayim cholilo, shlo yifkiru tvei v'yoysa. We have to be makarav even like this. And this was a chiddush that he wanted to say. I saw something interesting today. In the back, I have the new Shailas Teshuvas Yehuda Yala, three volumes. So in the back of the Yeridea volume, so they have a few nisfachim, just like a few, it's actually only two, addendums to Shailas Teshuvas Yehuda Yala. The first one is regarding this tshuva. This tshuva was written by Harab Yehoinus in Emes, maybe Emmet. So he wrote a nisfach, to an exhibit to the Shailas Teshuvas of Yehuda Yala, and he has pages of the Achroinim, and he goes through line by line. I mean, it's not long. This whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Asad is like one paragraph, and he goes through each line in the paragraph, and he brings different Achroinim that agreed and disagreed, and different Shak Levitaria. I mean, one of the Marmakimis that I had a chance to look up was he brings from the Chalkas Yaakov Abraish, who was discussing the Tshuva, similar situation, and he said that Kedai Rabbi Yehuda Asad Lismoy Chalav B'Shas Adchak. Of course, a very big Chiddush, but at the same time, it's also very mistaber, and it's a very profound chiddush in this whole sugya, and that is that being that we're paskining on the person's guf, being that this is something that's going to determine whether he has a din of a yid, he has a din of an ein yehudi. So it's for that reason that it could be you would need eidim to walk into Bezdin, and the eidim would have to issue the psak. So the truth is, Be'ezus Hashem, hopefully we'll get to do a part two and a part three. But it's interesting just to be messiah bechitayv, and that is that one thing is clear in all the svarim, and that is. is that even though there is a concept that a yid can maybe get the status of a goy, but at the same time, that's more from a technical halachic perspective. But again, the Gemara, Mesachtes Erev and Daf Mem Dalet Amar Aleph, Chota Yisrael, Amar Rab Abba Bar Zavda, Afal Pisha Chota Yisrael. A yid is always a yid, and not just that. We'll see, again, if we get, hopefully we'll have time, but we'll see that the Achroinim discussed the Svara, that every time Yidden wanted to be maybe machmir and say that, oh, this Yid, we can't treat him as a Yid because he is a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. Or he maybe did something else. And as a result, maybe we have no choice and maybe we have to treat him like a good. But one of the things they always factored in, tshuvas from Gedoyle Yadar, is maybe this Yid had a Hira Tshuva also. How do you know he didn't have a Hira Tshuva? And with ein Hira Tshuva, ma'at mina or doicha harma mina choshech, with one Hira Tshuva, a person can knock out this whole status. So before we paskin and we decide that this person has a din of an Ein Yehudi, you have to make sure, number one, I mean, there's a lot of koyach that teira as it relates to this kiyodua. We just started. But at the same time, make sure you know for a fact that he didn't have a hirat tshuva. Because one hirat tshuva, such a subtle tshuva, has a koyach to flip a person's status. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Yisayda Tshuva, in one day he can change his whole metzias. He could become like mamish kid, like a kid, like a cotton shenoyladami, and all the baggage that he has from his whole life. Yeah, maybe he's going to have to deal with it. Now, maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's what tshuva is all about. But at the same time, you want to know the metzius, the physical status of this yid? The physical status of this yid becomes a yid. He becomes a yid, and he gets the halachic status of a yid. It's clear that way. A hirat tshuva has the ability, potentially, to alter. Metz Hashem, we'll see a lot more about this.